Conservatives are mad at Senator Lisa Murkowski for opposing the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. But some liberals were mad at her too, because technically she didn't vote no on Kavanaugh, she voted present. From the left have come accusations that Murkowski chickened out, that she dodged a hard vote by taking refuge in an obscure Senate procedure. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin looked at the history of this procedure, known as a paired vote, and why it exists.
Hi, I'm here to see Daniel.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Come on in.
Lucky for us, the U.S. Senate employs historians.
My name is Dan Holt. I'm the assistant historian here at the Senate Historical Office. We are the institutional memory of the Senate.
Holt says senators have been pairing votes since at least 1859 as a courtesy to each other. If one senator had to miss a vote, another senator who wanted to vote the opposite way would abstain. Holt says dating back to the 19th century, the custom fit with the Senate's view of itself as a place where gentlemen wouldn't want to take unfair advantage.
They, I think, mostly thought it would not be fair if a vote would go one way or the other just because some senators were absent.
Holt says Murkowski's action on the Kavanaugh nomination was a perfect example of a paired vote.
Senator Daines, who is walking his daughter down the aisle this afternoon, if he were present and voting, he would have voted aye. I have voted no. The pair will not change the outcome of the vote. I therefore withdraw my vote.
The historian says the practice used to be far more common, in part because senators used to miss a lot more votes back when constituents didn't make a thing out of absenteeism.
It definitely tapered off in the 1980s and 1990s, but there are still examples of it if you search the congressional record, even into the 2000s.
Holt says the late Senator Ted Stevens would sometimes pair votes, often with Senator Daniel Inouye.
I asked that the last vote be amended to show that I stated that I did have a pair with the senator from Hawaii. If he were present, he would have voted no. I would have voted aye, and therefore I'd like this record to show that that was a paired vote. It would not change the outcome of that vote.
Is there objection?
Holt says a key element for vote pairing is to state for the record how the senators would have voted if they weren't paired.
So it's not an effective way of avoiding a tough vote because you're declaring yourself.
Right. It's the exact opposite. The senator wants to make sure that their position goes down into the record, even if they can't be present.
Murkowski may have confounded some of her constituents with the vote pair. A poll by Alaska Survey Research shows her favorability rating dipped the week of the Kavanaugh vote, even among self-identified progressives. But a follow-up poll suggests Alaska voters are back to where they were before, with about half saying they have a positive view of the senator. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.